It's Wendy Snyder in for John Williams. And let's talk to our old TV pal, Alexander Zalvin, editor of Comic Book Club at comicbookclublive.com. Alex, you were at the New York Comic Con this past week, weren't you?
I was there all weekend. I am glad to not be in the Javits Center in New York anymore.
What were some of the great things you saw there?
Well, it was totally packed. For anybody who hasn't been, you probably have heard of San Diego Comic-Con, which is the biggest pop culture convention in the country, or it was until New York Comic-Con came around. It's more packed because it's just in the Javits Center. San Diego gets spread around sort of a whole town. So you have over 200,000 people packed into the Javits over the course of the weekend. So it's pretty wild. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of TV stuff going on. Some news broke. There's a fun panel for James Gunn, who is heading up DC Studios. And his first big panel for Creature Commandos, which is an animated show coming to Max in December. And he talked more about the Superman movie and the Supergirl movie. So it was the first big chance to put it out there. So that's the kind of stuff you can expect there. And it's a lot of fun. You get to see a lot of people in costume. You get to eat a lot of really gross food. And it's just a good time.
I like going to the Comic-Con here. It's always fun. And all right, as for TV, I was talking to producer Pete off the air, and I said, oh, yeah, we're going to talk to Alex about the new fall season. And Pete said, is there really a new fall season? I mean, we all used to kind of look forward to it. I know Saturday Night Live is new, and I know Abbott Elementary is back, but it's like shows just kind of start willy-nilly now, don't they?
You know, it's actually started to turn back a little bit as streaming has gotten so bifurcated. I think a lot of people have been very put off by services like Netflix, and recently Disney Plus jacked up prices in a big way rather suddenly. So people are slowly actually starting to go back to broadcast. The networks aren't quite there with, here's our big new fall season, as it was, say, even, you know, 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. But there is more comedy on. There's definitely more drama. It's mostly procedurals. You know, you get your franchises like your 911s and your NCISs and things like that pretty much taking over the schedule. But it's there if you want to check it out. It's not what it once was, but it's getting back in that direction, I think.
Yeah, and I did read, I love Abbott Elementary. I think it is such a sweet show. And I read that there's going to be a collab with the Always Sunny in Philadelphia people. Is that really going to happen, or are they just messing with us?
That's really going to happen. It's we don't have a ton of details on it, but it is going to be an episode of Abbott Elementary. So anybody who knows FX's It's Always Sunny, it's a very raunchy, very in-your-face, very hilarious show. But they're going to have to tone it down a little bit for ABC. They can't quite go the same way. But apparently every single one of the It's Always Sunny characters get their own plot line with somebody else on Abbott. Both shows are based in Philadelphia. So it made a lot of sense. They're both funny. They're all friends. So we don't know exactly when that's going to come, but it should be coming later in the season.
I can't wait to see that. All right, so my son Dylan has been bugging us to, as a family, watch The Penguin. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm into that. And we had to wait till Big Brother ended, because you know that is my guilty pleasure. So I watched the first two episodes of The Penguin. I got to tell you, it is fabulous, and I can't believe the Penguin is Colin Farrell.
It's so for anybody who doesn't know about this, this is on HBO. It also streams Sunday nights on Max at 9 p.m. at the same time. We're about five episodes into an eight-episode season, and I think, like you were saying, it's a spinoff of the movie The Batman, the one with Robert Pattinson. So if you're not into Gotham City stuff, you're not into comic book stuff, you might be like, I don't want to check that out. But Colin Farrell as the Penguin, like you said, completely unrecognizable, doing a superb performance as Oswald Cobb, the Penguin. You've also got Christine Milioti, who has building up a fantastic career over the years, but has never been better as his antagonist, a gangster named Sophia Falcone. That's putting it sort of very simply. But it's two of them on opposite sides of trying to control crime in Gotham City. So really, if you like things like The Sopranos, is probably the closest call.
Yeah.
If you like HBO shows, it's a lot closer to that than, say, an MCU movie or something like that. There's no superpowers. There's no flying. Nobody's shooting rays. You don't even have Batman on the show. It's just these gangsters vying for control. And it's intense. It's also very funny at times, yeah, which I was very surprised by. It's a great show. Check it out.
And that Kristen Milioti, where has she been before? Because she is such a fantastic actor in this.
Oh, my God. I love her. And there's been a funny meme online where people will say, I've loved her since blank, just going backwards in time, where they're like, no, I've loved her since... People probably know her best from How I Met Your Mother, where she was, towards the end of the run, the eventual relationship, the eventual mother. Spoiler, I guess, for a show from 2014. But she's been doing some great stuff. She was in a great Groundhog Day-esque romantic comedy called Palm Springs with Andy Samberg. She was on a show called The Resort, which was also pretty good on Peacock. Made for Love on Max. But yeah, this has just vaunted her to a next level. And she is, without getting too much into spoilers for recent episodes, but she is this phenomenal, iconic Gotham City style villain. And she's great.
She is unbelievable. And of course, Mr. Krabs is in the show too. Clancy Brown, Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
Yes, he is not, just to be clear for any listeners, Mr. Krabs is not in the show, but the actor Clancy Brown is in it. And yeah, it's hard to watch it not be that was a terrible impersonation.
I've heard you do better. All right, we're talking to Alexander Zalman, editor of Comic Book Club. You can find it at Comic Book Club Live. I do want to mention, let's just do Agatha All Along. Tell us about that, and then we're going to take a break and continue with the new shows coming out.
Sure. So Agatha All Along is an MCU show. There is superpowers in that, or at least witchy stuff versus the Penguin. It's a direct continuation of WandaVision, which aired back in 2021. That was the show with Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany, Scarlet Witch and Vision. It follows up there with Katherine Hong as this villainous witch called Agatha Harkness. She is traveling on a mystical journey called the Witch's Road with a coven of witches in order to regain her power. There's twists, there's turns. It's definitely big in the Marvel theories type thing, but I'm having a lot of fun watching it. It's 6 episodes in so far. It's definitely sort of those witchy vibes you want in October if you like things like The Craft, for example, or Practical Magic. It's almost a little closer to that than a Marvel show. I'm having a very good time. Katherine Hahn always is absolutely fantastic. Patti LuPone is on it as a witch as well, and she's an icon. And Joe Locke, if you know him from Heartstopper on Netflix, is also a main crucial part of the show as well, and he's really good too. It's a great cast.
All right, and that is Agatha All Along, and Disney Plus, and The Penguin was, I can't remember where that was airing.
Sure, that airs Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on HBO and simultaneously on Max.
All right, I have, I'm sorry, I'm stalling because I have this fabulous movie that I would like to recommend, but I'm going to look it up while we take a quick break because Natasha Lyonne, maybe you know this, the Olsen sisters, the Olsen twins' sister is in this. I can't think of the name of it.
Yes, Elizabeth.
His three daughters. His three daughters, yes.
Three sisters, is that what you're talking about?
His three daughters, I think it's called.
Three daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes. Have
you seen this yet?
I haven't seen it, but I've only heard absolutely phenomenal things. And I do know that's on Netflix right now. I keep meaning to watch it, and then other things come up in my watching schedule. But I've only heard fantastic things. The cast is great, obviously. Natasha Lyonne, Elizabeth Olsen, Carrie Coon, who people might know from The Leftovers and other things, is absolutely phenomenal. So you have three great actresses working at the top of their game in that one.
It is one of the most phenomenal things I've ever seen. A lot of times you'll watch something and then sometimes at the end you're kind of like, boy, that was a letdown. This was amazing. And in a time when our parents are getting older, this is almost a must-see on how we deal with our aging parents. That's all I'm going to say. The acting's phenomenal. It's called His Three Daughters, and I highly recommend it. Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today. We're talking to Alexander Zalbin, editor of Comic Book Club. ComicBookClubLive.com is where you can find him. And Alex, on Friday, I talked to the showrunner and creator of a new show on Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video, The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh. We talked to Vigil Patel, and this story is based on his life. It is a family of five. They come to America from India, and they are not met with open arms, but this show is so funny. One of my friends, Lisa Nelson, writes on it, and I'm telling you, it was back-to-back laughs. The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh. That's another pick to click I'm giving you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that is, I believe, on Prime Video now, so you can watch at least the first season, which I believe is 8 episodes long, and it looks great. It looks very funny. I'm excited to check it out.
It is so funny. All right, some other shows I want to throw your way that are back. Shrinking, which is on Apple Plus with Harrison Ford, Jason Segel, and who I might be leaving other people out, but that show is so amazing. I just love TV. I know, I should really get a life.
No, you shouldn't. You should watch more TV. That's what I do. Shrinking is fantastic. If you missed Ted Lasso at all on Apple TV Plus, I know a lot of people signed up for the service because of that. Do not miss Shrinking. It's a very similar production team and people behind the camera. And in fact, Brett Goldstein, who plays the very grim and growly Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, is one of the creators behind the show. And I don't want to spoil too much, but he does show up in a key role several times this season in a way that shockingly will make you cry. I've watched a couple of episodes ahead, but yet I won't give any spoilers. But it's fantastic. It's so funny. Harrison Ford, he's always very hilariously grumpy in interviews, but he never really gets to do that in movies or TV shows, I think.
Uh-huh.
Here, he gets to do it in spades, and it's so good. It is laugh out loud funny.
And he is a psychiatrist, or he runs the office. Is he a psychiatrist or, I think, just a therapist?
He's a therapist. So it's, you have three therapists in the office. Harrison Ford is the lead one. He's the older one, the grumpier one. Jason Segel is kind of the lead of the show, though it's much more of an ensemble in season two. And in season one, he goes rogue and he sort of does a radical therapy thing of going outside with his patients, really pushing them in directions that they're not comfortable with, but he thinks will be good for them psychologically. And then the third employee is Jessica Williams, who is also so funny on the show. And she has a little bit of a romantic thing going with Jason Segel's therapist, a little on-again, off-again thing going on. But the whole cast is great. And I'll also give a shout-out to commensurate sitcom guy Ted McGinley, who shows up as Derek, the next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
And he just walks into a scene and says, hi, and bye, and it's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Okay, yeah, I forgot. He does need some credit. It's a long way from what he was on Married with Children, and wasn't he on Happy Days for a while, too?
Yeah.
All right. But that is Shrinking, and it's on Apple Plus. We got a text, 773. Wendy, can you please ask if there's any word on the next season of What We Do in the Shadows? Funniest show on TV. And it is really great.
Yeah, there is a lot of word because it actually comes back today, I believe. But unfortunately, it's going to be for the final season of the show. This is their choice. They didn't get canceled or anything. They just felt like this was time to wrap it up at the height of the game. But it's, if you've never seen it, it is a absolutely fantastic mockumentary-style vampire comedy based on a movie, but it's really grown and expanded dramatically beyond that. This season is going to return tonight on FX with 3 episodes. It's actually a slightly longer season than before. Usually it's 10 episodes long. This is going on 11 episodes. So it's a short time, but through December 16th will be the series finale of the show. If you've never checked it out, yeah, I believe you can watch most of or all of the episodes on Hulu, and new episodes should be there next day. Do not miss it. One of the best shows on TV.
All right, I'm married to a Star Wars aficionado, but what if you're into the Trek? What if you're into Star Trek? Anything to watch?
Sure is, Wendy. This Thursday on Paramount Plus, another final season, the animated Star Trek comedy Star Trek Lower Decks is returning, and this show is great. I was a little hesitant about it at first because Star Trek versus Star Wars can be a little hyper-serious at times, people talking about big science concepts and philosophy and things, but this pokes a lot of fun at it. It goes very deep into the Star Trek canon to pull out little things here and there to make fun of them, things like walking down the same hallway all the time, or they have an entire episode that plays off in the original William Shatner series where they use the same cave all the time. They have this episode of the last season called Caves that just takes place in the same cave over and over and over again. So that's the kind of show you're getting into. But at the same time, if you're just looking for a funny, hilarious comedy, that's going to be back with two episodes on Paramount Plus on Thursday. And it's great. I really enjoy it.
Another thing that's really been making me laugh, and I was so late to the party on this show, it's a show called Louder Milk. And this poor guy, I always forget his name. He was in Office Space.
Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston. He was also in A Million Little Things. He is. He plays the part of a former drinker who toured with bands because he wrote for Spin magazine and Rolling Stone magazine, and now he's sober and he is basically hosting meetings of recovery. And this show, have you seen this? This is the funniest show ever.
This is one that I have missed, but I've only heard fantastic things about, and I know that it was originally on Prime Video, but it ended up on Netflix and ended up being an enormous hit when it was there. So I'm hopeful for fans of the shows. We only got three seasons of it, but fingers crossed they might come back and make more just because it did so well on Netflix. But we'll see.
It's so good. And that's Louder Milk. That's his name. Kind of a weird name. Someone texted and wanted to know the name of the movie about aging parents. And that's His Three Daughters. That's on Netflix. And finally here, what's Woman of the Hour?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is actually number one on Netflix right now. This is Anna Kendrick. People probably know her from the Pitch Perfect series. This is her directorial debut. She also stars in it. And it's based on the real-life dating game serial killer. I believe it was called The Dating Game Killer. It's a fictionalized version of the event, but this is a real thing that happened where a serial killer in the middle of a murder spree went on an episode of The Dating Game and ultimately won and went out on a date with one of the contestants. So this is what the movie is about. It starts a little earlier than that. It follows events after that. I won't spoil anything that happens if you don't know necessarily about the story, but obviously insanely tense, crazy situation that happened in real life.
Yeah.
Tony Hale is also in it, and Nicolette Robinson, among other people.
Tony Hale, that's Buster, right? From
Yep.
What's the Buster? I can't think of the stupid name of the show. Arrested Development. God, my brain just went away for a minute. But yeah, I didn't know Woman of the Hour. I had heard the story about The Dating Game because that I didn't know that was a real story. I really don't remember hearing about that. So I will definitely check that out.
And that's on Netflix now if anybody wants to watch it, and you can't miss it because it's all over their opening page. They're very excited about this movie.
I'll watch that before the Menendez brother thing.
What a fun double feature.
I know. I'll make the popcorn. All right. Alexander Zalbin, will find you at comicbookclublive.com. So great to talk to you, and have a good week.
You too. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Absolutely.